Hey, what's up, everybody? What's up? This is Allie Miss Goody coming at you. Miss Goody Podcast, or whatever you want to call me. But this is Miss Goody Podcast episode / segment. And right now, it may be a funny topic to people, but it's also a real topic. And I want to name it. How can I put this? I want to name it Unharding Your Dick, Dude. Because let me tell y'all the line behind that, the thought behind that, okay? So you have so many relationships where, you know, men may be getting mentally abused, physically abused, or whatever, but majority of the high rate of domestic violence mainly come from a man putting his hand on a woman or mentally abusing a woman, which is very, very, very high rate of being worse than physical abuse. Like, some women have actually said that they'd rather a man hit them, you know, that one time, don't know when he's gonna hit them again, which is crazy. Like, sis, just leave. But she also stated that, you know, women have also stated that they would rather not deal with the physical, not the physical, but the mental abuse, because the mental abuse is harsh. Like, they got down to the nitty-gritty of saying, like, and which I know, because I have actually, you know, been in a relationship where, you know, mental abuse was a big thing, you know what I'm saying? It's just crazy how much mental abuse go around. People don't actually understand how much you can mess somebody up mentally over and over again. You know, it's different types of mental abuse, you know? But anyway, this mental abuse will be, you know, a woman, like I said, she stated that she would rather have mental abuse physical abuse, because mental abuse is far more powerful. You have to hear that every minute of the day. At least if a man raises his hands up and hits you or whatever, he's gonna stop. But I'm like, no abuse is good abuse, sis. No abuse is good abuse. You know, you can't make a man change his ways, because just like he's that with you, he may have been that with other women, but other women were strong enough to walk away. And he may be that after you if you let them go. So that's why you have to make it aware to other women, like, you know, it is what it is, you know. But when a man can control your mindset, far as you starting to get weak on the mental abuse level, and that's exactly what they want to put fear in you through physical and mental abuse. They want to put control in your mindset, you know, the ones out here that want to drag women down, like everybody they touch, they want to drag down. And the reason why my title will be that, like, Unharding Your Dick, Dude, because 9 out of 10 that leads to him wanting you to forgive him. Like, anything that he say, anything that he do to you, he have a potential of throwing sex in the midst of it to say, oh, I'm gonna make her stay, oh, she loved me, oh, she's not going anywhere, so I could just have sex with her, we can have sex and we can make up, you know. And that has to be the far most weakest thing in a man ever, to think like sex is gonna heal a woman mindset. For real, a woman gets stronger over time, and if she don't, there's something wrong, really wrong with her, because a woman gets stronger over time. So when you think that you building her weakness down even more, you're actually building her up, because she's building herself up to walk away from you, to try to find how to leave you, how to detach from you, and everything else. And it's men out here, that's the only source they have to try to show a woman that they love them, is mental abuse, if they don't do the physical way. And like I said, if you don't do it the physical way, 9 out of 10, at some point in time in your life, you're going to try to put your hands on that woman, because her mental abuse, her mentality is going to be, you know, treat you how you treat her, like, get back at you how you do her. You get what I'm saying? And sex should not be an involvement when you are in a domestic violence situation. You know, some women can't help it. Some women is forced into it. You know, some women, like I said, they feel like they trapped. That's the man does everything for the household, so he have a right to everything, right to say everything, right to do anything and everything within a household. Yeah, within a household, you've been his mate, but he does not control you, sweetheart. Does not control you. And it's a lot of men who, like I said, they love the sign of breaking a woman down. Like, whenever she up, if she's getting up, they love the essence being around of breaking a woman down, and they feel so comfortable of breaking a woman down, not realizing that her upcoming is gonna be stronger than her downfall with you, you know. And you better be careful, because this woman's really gonna show off on you. And that's why a lot of times I feel like guys go crazy and start threatening a woman. She walk away, he's gonna do this and that other third, and really getting all depressed and all you know, worry about if she's gonna leave him or not, when she's gonna leave him, where she's gonna go, you know. Because some men know it's women out here who's going to absolutely not take that side of them, and these women will fight back, and they worse than men, you know. It'll be something worse than just fighting, you know. You might be 6 feet under, you know. But men, sweet men, like to control women. Like I said, this is a total topic that I speak of on my podcast, is that weak men like to show strength, and they have a lot of weakness about them. But you have to be a strong enough woman in a mindset. You may have to go through a few things, or you might just be the type of woman that can catch on to things. You know, you very visual, you observe a lot of stuff, and you know that you can feel the instincts of womanhood inside of you when a dude is trying to play with your mindset, you know, or destroy your mindset. And like, a lot of women do not see that. They just see somebody there that's there to make them happy, and they got high hopes. They already see a big old bright future. Then one day you and the guy get in an argument, y'all just argue about crazy stuff, and not only do he physically abuse you, he mentally abusing you, because you don't want his hands to be put on you, but you seeing your future with him and you care about him so much. Like, women, this has to stop. And men, weak men don't like strong women to speak up. I'm gonna tell you that now. They always gonna be argumentative about anything a woman says, you know. Not realizing, even though that woman have not been with you mentally or physically in her life ever, she have probably dealt with somebody that was a split in image of you, you know, a mirror of you. But since she can tell you, and your woman can't tell you about yourself because she haven't made that breakthrough, since this woman made her breakthrough and she can tell you about yourself and inside thoughts and things like that, and inside feelings and your what you suffering from, you're gonna get upset and make it seem like women are wrong and like you hate women, you know. And that is the biggest thing. And a lot of times when women say that they dislike men, certain women really have a reason to dislike men. They don't dislike every man. They just, at their mindset, inside their mindset, is that every man is going to treat them like the last man, because the last man put some type of negative thought inside her head that seemed like a curse on her that she cannot break at all. So that's the reason why a lot of women have this walls put up so high. Men, you know, you give her a compliment, you could ask her out on a date, you could say you want to, you know, hang with her, you want to see her happy, you want to, you know, you might want to do something for her, you know, make her feel comfortable and relaxed, and you know, make her look, you know, up the part, you know, because you see potential in her and you want to treat her right, you know. And that's why a lot of women have that wall up, because a lot of men automatically put that in the inside women mindset and they thought to make them say, man ain't shit, man ain't nothing, you know, or just want a sexual favor from a man and that's it. Don't want anything serious because she don't want strings attached for things to keep happening over and over again. Like, you know, she built herself up enough, strong enough from the past situations to be strong enough not to accept that no more. But she want that, but she's scared to accept the fact that this can't happen to me over and over again, you know. And you can't fault a woman from feeling like that. Like, you can't rush a woman into that. That's why I say it's so important for communication to be the key and friendship to be the key first, so you can know about a person. Like, you can look at a person and you can see a person looking all good and fine and sexy and shape this way and shape that way, but until you personally get inside a person's mindset, you will look at things a whole lot different. And don't be the person that they had a problem with. Like, don't think that you could control that woman the same way. Like, don't be that same person. Don't take no notes from her last past relationship and put it into how you're going to treat her, because that's the reason why she let the shit go. That's the reason why she was lucky enough before anything could happen to her or anything could really be a huge effect on her life. That's the reason why she let it go. She wanted to be by herself. She wanted to rebuild herself. She wanted to live her life, and she want something that's going to show her pure love, just as much love as she loved herself, you know. So this is why my topic is going to be, you know, unhardening your dick. Like, because a lot of dudes think it, just because they're with a woman and they control that woman the way, they think a woman, the only access to healing process with a woman is, oh, I'm going to give her some dick and that's it. Like, she's going to forgive me. I'm not going to talk to her. I may say sorry, but I don't really mean sorry. But if I don't say sorry, I could just go ahead and throw her some. You know, that woman is in fear of you. So she say, no, I don't want you to touch me. And she's not strong enough to break away from you. She's going to allow you to do what you want to do to her, because she don't want any other type of confrontation with you. But it's some fucked up man around here to think, like, so selfish, like, because women say that they dislike men. You're talking about the whole existence of man. No, this woman have really been broken. You know, when women say, I don't break, you know, 9 out of 10, she bends a lot in her household, taking care of her household, but this man have broken her. It's a such thing of women breaking, and like they say, it's your breaking point. Everybody have one, but women have it worse, because she can be destroyed. Her confidence level could go down. You know, she just don't feel herself. She just don't know where her mindset needs to be at until she learn how to be a strong person and woman about herself. And like I said, I don't care who actually get mad because I'm speaking on it. And I'm speaking on terms of saying, like, watch out. Just watch out what you do to a woman, you know. And like I said, men go through it too. But right now, it's a high rate of women. Like, it's always been a high rate of women going through things with men. And men just out of, like, they don't care. And women say stuff back. And men, like, they falling apart because a woman takes up for herself. Like, you can say anything out your mouth that you want to say about a woman, but when a woman says something to you, you act like it's a big motherfucking problem. Take what you dish out. Every woman you touch, you toxic to every woman you touch. Stop touching them. Unharden your dick. Keep it in your pants. Learn to love yourself. Learn to love somebody that you with. Learn to not put your hands on the woman that you with. Learn how to talk to her, how to respect her, how to have her feeling good. Because guess what? It's somebody out here who wants that woman you have, who see that potential that woman you have, who don't know what she's going through, because I'm pretty sure if he knew, he would try to get away from you. He would try to take her away from you and show her how to be loved as a woman. but you have mentally abused this woman so hardcore. You think you a king inside of a relationship. You think you the man walking around on this earth, the biggest and the baddest, the pimp. You think you the ladies man walking around when you the lady destroyer. When you destroy women, you're toxic. Absolutely toxic. So unharden your dick. Please do. Unharden it. Tuck it in between your legs. Grow some balls. Some real balls. Because it has to stop. You know? It has to stop. So, if you feel like I didn't say a mouthful and I didn't say some things that's really touchy on the subject, you already know what you could do. Leave me a message, you know? But if you feel like, girl, I want to hear more about this. Like, you know, you be saying some stuff, you know, and it's people with experience. So that's the reason why I can only speak into term, because I could speak from different experiences. Far as like, if I went through it, somebody else I know that went through it, but I know it's other people out there that went through it, may have a question about how and why and this and that, because it's never a why behind somebody treating you like shit anyways. It's never a why. Like, you shouldn't have to question it, you know? You shouldn't ever have to question anything. But with that being said, thank you for tuning into my podcast. Thank you for supporting all my podcasts. I want you, and I would like for y'all to check it out. If y'all want to do any type of collaboration or sponsorships, you know, to help my podcast grow, you can most definitely donate into that, and we can grow together. Share me with somebody, you know, share my podcast with somebody, you know, tell them to come on over here, you know. Names are discreet. We don't use names over here. We probably talk about the issue, but we don't use names. And if we use names, we're using false advertisement names, because, you know, let's leave a person anonymous, correct? But unless they want to be known, you know, unless they come up and they speak with me and they want to, you know, introduce their own issues and their own name, I have no problem with that. But Miss Goody Debates is coming at you with another podcast, and she's also signing out. Y'all have a good day. Miss Goody Debates is out of here.